It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm glad that you're here hanging out with us. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate. If you got SiriusXM on your phone and your car, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Damn, what a day. Everybody's suing everybody, huh? By the way, the Eastern Conference Finals gets underway in Boston, Massachusetts in about an hour from now. Boston Celtics going to host the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers trying to go to the finals. They haven't seen the finals since Reggie Miller. It's what, 2001? 2000? The Celtics, well, they're just trying to get their 18th ring. It's been since 2008. Been a while. We'll talk about them in a few minutes. If you missed the first hour of the show, you missed a lot. We talked NFL. We talked college. We talked lawsuits. We talked stepbrothers. Yeah. Denzel Perryman said, my new head coach Jim Harbaugh reminds me of Will Ferrell from Step Brothers. Speaking of suing people, Jaden Rashada, backup quarterback here for the Georgia Bulldogs. He's suing a team that tried to recruit him. He's suing the Florida Gators and their head coach and a bunch of other people. It's Billy Napier included. He's suing them for, let's just say, reneging on an NIL deal. It's like, y'all said y'all were going to give me $13 million to be a Gator, and then you lied. You changed your mind. And so he's suing them. Damn. First time ever you have an active college football athlete suing an active school, university, including an active coach. First time for everything, right? We heard from Aaron Rodgers before we went to break. Aaron Rodgers says, yeah, I'm good. Not going to be anybody's running mate for president. No. I'm going to play for the New York Jets. I'm going to torment the tri-state area of New York and New Jersey instead of torturing America. Good on Aaron Rodgers for being considerate for the whole country. Because everybody is suing everybody. Jaden Rashada is suing Florida. NCAA trying to settle antitrust lawsuits. And Hickey, we got another lawsuit in? Who's involved in this one?
Another lawsuit, this one surrounding LaMelo Ball, who apparently last October, after an event at the Spectrum Center, ran over an 11-year-old's foot who was trying to get an autograph, ran over his foot with his car, and broke his foot.
Get out of here. Come on.
I wish I was kidding. And now the lawsuit is being filed. I guess he's the kid. I mean, I would assume if you're an 11-year-old and you get run over by your idol and you break your foot, probably not doing too great emotionally. Yeah.
What happened? That was in October. This is May. What is this, 7 months ago?
Great question. I don't know why it's taken so long, but it is now in the news.
Oh, my God.
Statute of limitations did not expire here.
Wait a minute. So what is LaMelo Ball? He needed company in the emergency room? Like, what is he? Why is he running over a kid's foot? LaMelo
Great
Ball,
question.
He doesn't play basketball, does he?
No. No, he does not.
The man played 22 games last year. When he plays, he's good. 24 points. He's dropping off dimes all over the place. But between him and is his knees work yet? He's missed, what, two seasons now? Two?
Yeah, and going on maybe three.
And what the other brother never made it, right? No.
Jello?
He stole the sunglasses from, where is he, in China?
China with UCLA basketball.
What a day to steal something.
Career never got off the off the ground after that.
You playing at UCLA, you could steal something from downtown Los Angeles any day of the week, and you decide to go to China and steal something. Like, come on, man. You just... No?
What are you doing? You're 100% right.
Yeah. If you want to be a thief at home. Why are you going to China to steal? Come on.
Jeez.
I'm not an advocate for thievery. Don't steal from anybody. That's some JR wisdom, but damn. Yeah, I mean, what is he going to? He's going to go to Saudi Arabia and steal next? You know what they do out there? Man, take
not
his
good
hand.
Things.
Yeah, take his hand right to the chopping block. Man, he got to be playing basketball in Puerto Rico or something like that. What do you think he's playing ball at?
If I was LeVar, I would not allow him out of the country. You got to break, basically, getting out of there away from China. You steal something in the wrong country, you're right. You may never come back.
He got to earn a living. He got to play somewhere, right?
Get a job.
Oh, basketball?
Not basketball.
He's good enough.
Is he?
What is his name? LiAngelo?
LiAngelo Ball.
I'm like, that's a Ninja Turtle. LiAngelo Ball. Let's see. Let's see what where he's playing basketball at. I'm not mad at him. Wherever he's playing ball, he's making money. He is 25 years old. Is this Jalisco? Looks like Brazil to me, right? No, Guadalajara. He's in Mexico.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. The team plays its home games at the Arena Astros with a capacity of 4,000 spectators.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They love their basketball down there, huh?
In Guadalajara?
Sounds like it.
He is the Shaquille O'Neal of that league.
Well, Jimmer Fredette was like the Shaquille O'Neal in the Chinese basketball league. So.
Was it the CBA or the Philippines? Which he was in China, right?
China.
Oh, my God. The Ball the family. Where's the dad when things don't work out? Like, are we going to hear from the dad? A month ago he said that the other one on the Bulls has all these issues because of his shoes. No, he said LaMelo is wearing crap shoes because he has a deal with Puma.
Yeah, it's definitely not the big baller brand shoes, right?
Oh, my God.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I thought that website doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't. Wonder why.
Yeah, big baller brand. Hey, I don't know if it's genetics, but the two brothers that actually made the NBA are ridiculously talented. Ridiculously talented. They're not durable. They're not. It's unfortunate. I don't know when we're going to see LaMelo play ball. And I can't even remember. What's the one in Chicago? LaMelo.
Oh,
Lonzo.
Lonzo.
The man hasn't played in 2 years. I forgot his name. It's Lonzo. It's a shame. The Bulls are screwed. Anyway, Edgar Thompson from the Orlando Sentinel is going to join us in about 15 minutes or so. I want to get a little bit more information on what's going on out in Gainesville with the Gators, especially with this Jaden Rashada lawsuit and what happens with Billy Napier. Is he on thin ice? We'll get into that in a little bit. Let's talk about something, I guess, positive. You know, we got the Eastern Conference Finals getting ready to start. I told you in about an hour from now, pretty hilarious as I have ESPN on here in the studio. And Chris Paul is sitting in, and we'll talk about him later in the show. We find out that more referees hate his guts. But anyway, back to the positivity. The Pacers, the Celtics. Pacers expected to run up and down the court with Tyrese Halliburton. The Celtics expecting Jason Tatum and Brown to just light up the scoreboard and send them to another championship. That's the hope. And so when you take a look at what's going on with these Pacers, people are like me. I think they'll lose. But if you're the Pacers, you think that you're going to win, especially with the momentum that you have. And just maybe the New York Knicks are just even tougher than we already give them credit for. Head coach of the Pacers, Rick Carlisle, said the Boston Celtics. Yeah, everybody in the NBA is looking up to them.
They're a team that's, you know, it's just had just set the pace for the entire league this year. And we have an idea of what we're getting into up there with their crowd and the level of talent they have. But this is a challenge that we've earned, and we're looking forward to it.
The last time Rick Carlisle was at a game one, he complained about the officials. He talked about how us in Indiana, a small city, we don't get the love and the attention and we don't get the foul calls. Said the NBA needs to pick it up. The NBA fined him about, what, $40,000? Told him to shut up. Did all that complaining for his team to run around like a bunch of softies. Let's just put it that way. Ultimately, they did beat a depleted New York Knicks team. And they should be able to go out here and, you know, give the Celtics a run. I think the Pacers will pick up two games. The Boston Celtics will advance to the NBA Finals. This is already the East Finals. Rick Carlisle continued on because he pretty much said nobody expected us, the Pacers, to be here. Listen.
Rick, a lot of times when a team scores the way you do in the regular season, there's sort of a let's see at the playoffs. You know, the game's going to be different.
Well, we're the uninvited guest, so here we are, okay?
Yeah, nobody like. Who likes the Pacers? Nobody. I don't think they're likable. Hickey, you think they're likable? Anybody on that team likable?
I would not use the word likable personally. Maybe I'm still a little biased and a little upset, but likable for me, no.
You know, people think about the star. Tyrese Haliburton is not. He's like the next. I feel like he's the next door neighbor that's staring over the fence. You got to go, what are you looking at? Like, go inside and do something. What are you staring outside for? He doesn't come across as, he's not relatable. Like, I feel, and I've met him, so maybe a little bit different. He's from here in Georgia. Like, I could sit down with Anthony Edwards. I think I could talk to him about anything. Anything. If Tyrese Haller, I don't know. What am I talking to you about?
Fashion? You talk to him about his two voices. That's a conversation.
Two voices. Like, he's an insane asylum.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah. His voice changed. So one day he'll talk like this, and the next minute he talks like this.
Right. There you go. There's a conversation starter. So what's up with the voice?
What, does he just need to get chopped in the throat one good time?
You want some help? I'll do it for you.
Yeah, that'll solve it.
For free.
I don't know what Pascal Siakam sounds like. I've been watching a guy play basketball for 10 years. You ever heard Pascal Siakam speak?
I think about it. I've probably heard more Kawhi Leonard speak than I have Pascal Siakam.
That was going to be my next question. These two guys were teammates on the Raptors. That's it. The Pacers are young. They're anonymous. Nobody knows them. And then you got the leader who's talked all that crap, at least with his shirt, his style choices, after they beat the Knicks. I hope they get wiped out. It's crazy thinking about this team and the squad and the offense, and all they do is run up and down the court. Chad Buchanan is the general manager. He was on SiriusXM NBA Radio earlier today, and he talked about how this offense is, they don't even call plays. They just run up and down and figure it out as they go. Listen to this.
I give credit to Coach and his staff for recognizing, you know, our two point guards that we play with, Tyrese and TJ. They're kind of at their best when you just kind of let them just go and let them make decisions. We, obviously, we play at such a great pace, and that's really the strength of Tyrese and TJ both. And I think our coaches and Coach Carlisle is such a brilliant offensive mind and had a lot of success, you know, obviously in Dallas and other spots. But I think he recognized right away this is the way we got to play if we're going to have a chance to succeed, because to try and slow our team down with the way those two point guards want to play is just not a great fit. And so he's empowered both of those guys to, you know, make decisions on the fly. We don't run a lot of set plays, if any at all. It's really a flow-based offense that guys make quick decisions and quick reads. And, you know, it makes for, you know, a lot of ball movement, you know, a lot of fast-paced ball movement, a lot of open shots. And, you know, if we're making open shots, we're pretty tough to beat.
Joe Mazzulla is probably pulling out his hair looking at footage. Joe Mazzulla, well, I mean, he always looks like he needs to use the bathroom. This man is never, ever happy. He's miserable right now because he has to try to figure out how to stop Tyrese Haliburton. And Joe Mazzulla already knows by the time the game is over and they're in the press conference room, win or lose, he's going to get asked questions. He hates questions. He just wants to coach and be angry. The Boston Celtics, they host the Indiana Pacers. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals is an hour from now. We'll talk about the game as it continues on. What we're going to do is take a break. On the other side of said break, we're going to have a conversation. We're going to go down to Florida. Edgar Thompson from the Orlando Sentinel is going to join us because we opened up the show last hour by talking about Jaden Rashada. He's suing the team that tried to court him, including their coach. What does this mean for Billy Napier? What does this mean for the program? What does this mean for the Gators and everybody in Gainesville? We'll talk to Edgar on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We opened up the show more than an hour ago talking about a lawsuit that's affecting Gainesville and the Gators and their head coach, Billy Napier. And the man who helped file it, or the lawsuit, is on behalf of Jaden Rashada, who is now a backup quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs. This is a first. This is the first time I've ever heard anything like this in my life. To get a little bit more details, to understand what's going on in Gainesville, what's going on with the Gators, are they in trouble? Is Billy Napier on the hot seat even more? It's time to have a chat with Edgar Thompson of the Orlando Sentinel. Edgar, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Sure thing, man. Good to meet you.
Oh, a pleasure. Now, can you give us a summation as to what took place? This is kind of unusual.
I tell you, man. My head's almost spinning, but Jaden Rashada was a Florida signee back in 2023 class. He signed December 21st, 2022. Okay, so we're going back a little while. He originally committed to Miami, and if you recall back then, John Ruiz, the CEO of Life and founder of Life Wallet, was raking in the big-time recruits because of the NIL program down there in Coral Gables. So the Gators were Rashada committed, reportedly for a big pile of cash, and it supposedly was $9.5 million. Well, the Gators flipped Rashada in November of 2022, so a month or so before signing day, and everyone's like, huh, how'd they do that? Well, it surfaces later. I actually ended up breaking the story, believe it or not. I had not all the nitty-gritty details, but enough to report he had been offered a $13-plus million deal, and that was what had him flip his commitment. Well, the Gators Collective, which is an NI third-party entity that kind of raises money for the NIL cause for the programs that can't really be involved with that, particularly at that time, had offered this deal, unbeknownst to Billy Napier, allegedly, but his NIL director, Marcus Castro Walker, was involved with it, as was mega booster Hugh Hathcock. If you're following all of this, you're doing well. So this group of three guys, Hathcock, Marcus Castro Walker, and Billy Napier, actually, who wasn't really supposedly involved in at least putting this deal together, are now being sued because they reneged on the deal. Rashada ended up reneging on his commitment and went to Arizona State, where his father, Harlan, who helped orchestrate this deal, was a player, his alma mater. Well, that didn't work out for Jaden, and now he's at Georgia. So it's really a lot of moving parts. It's a huge mess for a guy who's 11-14 in two seasons, facing tremendous headwinds to build this program back to respectability. And he's got an incredibly tough schedule. He's got fans, you know, the natives are restless, so to speak. And now you got this. It's just tough sledding for Billy Napier. And this is just another brick in the wall for the guy. So it's been a day trying to sort through all of it, and there's details I've left out, but I'll let you kind of chime in with your thoughts or any questions you might have.
Edgar Thompson is here with us from the Orlando Sentinel. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You talk about Billy Napier. You think about his 2 years already with the Gators, with last season picking up five victories. What's next? I mean, could he eventually be removed for issues not on the football field, but because of potential legalities with this lawsuit.
Well, they're trying to settle. They're looking for $10 million in damages, which is pretty absurd. Now, here's the deal. I didn't mention this, and this is where the whole didn't know about it, and then when he found out, put the kibosh on this deal, which I believed, and I'm not saying I don't believe it, but I'm more skeptical of that now, because according to this suit, on signing day, he told Harlan Rashada, the quarterback's father, that they would wire Hugh Hathcock, the booster, would wire him $1 million, but he was currently flying. That day we showed up for a 3 o'clock press conference. It didn't start till 5, and the original signee sheet didn't include Jaden Rashada, but he was in the fold by 5 o'clock. So there's something that happened. And if they get in a court of law and get a jury trial and they find Billy Napier or this group of three that they're, you know, the three defendants guilty of in some level, you could feasibly get rid of them for cause. And then the buyout of $25 million they're going to face after year three goes away. I don't have all the, you know, legalities, T's crossed, I's dotted, but you could see that path potentially. I don't know that UF's going to try to play that card. It could try it. But you're in May, man. We're almost in SEC spring meetings next week. The summer offseason programs began. You can't change your coach at this point, so they're going to have to ride with Billy at least through this year. He was already on the hot seat. But if it doesn't work out this year and then all of a sudden you got this, suddenly he could be gone with a very pittance compared to what he would be due otherwise.
Well, Edgar, it's my understanding that the NCAA was already looking at the promises that were initially made to Jaden from Florida. So what is the NCAA's current role in, I guess, investigating any of this, if
at
all?
The NCAA did launch an investigation, but I think it was last week at the ACC meetings. Charlie Baker, the president, pretty new president there, who's really trying to get his arms around this whole NIL mess that's going on. God help him. I don't know how he's going to do it. I mean, the horse is out of the barn there. But he is trying to, he said for now, all investigations related to NIL are suspended. So it seemed the Gators dodged a bullet. It seemed the Gators dodged a bullet when Rashada transferred and then transferred again. All that seemed to be behind them. Well, here it is again. This story, just like I said, will never go away. I'm tired of it.
Edgar Thompson here from the Orlando Sentinel. When you look at the details and you look at someone like Rusty Harden, who's helping to litigate this on behalf of Jaden Rashada, is this now setting a precedent? Do you think this is so complicated other college athletes will just say, I'm not getting involved? Or do you think this is going to open a door for more of these issues across the country?
It certainly could set a precedent. If there are other young men who've been offered deals that weren't followed through upon, and you got to think that's the case. I don't know about $13.85 million over 4 years as that's so public. But who knows what's been offered, hasn't been met. You hear all the time that some of these, you know, checks, not aren't clearing, but things are, you're having to raise funds like every quarter or every month or whatever. You know, there's shortfalls with these NIL collectives. This money just doesn't, you know, it's not an unending spigot. Most schools don't have the resources to compete at this level with these schools. And Florida is now on its second main collective. It's on Florida, using Florida Victorious now, and that's 13 months since they replaced the Gator collective that was involved with this Rashada mess. But I guess what I'm saying, it's a moving. The rules in the landscape keep changing, and I'll tell you what doesn't change is the money just keeps going up. So, and now you got the revenue sharing thing coming out, and this whole thing, and part of the reason for that is some litigation for sure, but it also could be an eventual out for these programs, though an expensive one, so you don't have to keep this constant negotiation going on with players extorting coaches for more money, or they're going to transfer, or transfers coming in that are asking for huge price tags because the market, you know, the market favors them. I mean, it's just turned into a real mess. I'm not saying that players don't deserve their share. These football players sacrifice. They take a lot more, you know, risk than maybe the lacrosse team that's playing in the Final Four this week. And they fund that program. So they should get something. But it's gotten out of control, man.
And Edgar Thompson joining us here from the Orlando Sentinel. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When you talk about all the changes that are going on, not just in Florida, but across the college athletics landscape, do you see the parameters going up at least over the next several years where we got a little bit more clarity? You can't hop in and out the portal and we have revenue sharing. How long do you think this will take, or are we going to have to be in court for all of this in perpetuity?
Well, they're trying to expedite it. According to Ross Dellinger, who's the man, you know, on the street with this stuff, and he kills it on this. Pete Thamelto is great, too. I mean, those guys are just piped in. But I was reading summer of 2025, they're hoping to have something up and running, potentially some framework, or maybe more than a framework, maybe, you know, something that they can put in practice. I don't know, man. They need to make this happen sooner than later, because the current system is just causing way too much, way too many issues. Now, this is the craziest of anything that's happened on the NIL landscape. But again, it's just been a massive headache, a nonstop negotiation. You know, you're losing guys. You thought you, like Trevor Etienne, I don't know that the Gators ever thought he was going anywhere.
Yeah.
That was a big blow. I don't know that Billy was all too upset about the transfers, but Trevor Etienne was one he was upset about. I'm sure of that, and I know for a fact. I don't know that that was even a money thing, though, which is kind of the irony of it. I don't think he was chasing a bag necessarily. He wanted the ball and he wanted winning. But players just have such freedom of movement. The money has gotten out of control. It's all these players ask about. It's a first, second, and third question. They're all driving luxury automobiles. DJ Lagway, the freshman quarterback, five-star kid, number one recruit, quarterback recruit in the country. He drives a Bentley SUV. He's 18 years old in Gainesville, Florida. It seems a little distorted to me.
Oh, my God. Well, Edgar, final question for you. As it relates to the Gators, this situation and its potential fallout, have we hit the worst of it, do you believe? Or is this going to keep on rolling down the mountain, picking things up?
What, the Rashada deal?
As an overall, Rashada, as it relates to the university, as it relates to Billy.
I tell you, man, it's, again, I think I said this already, but it's just ramped the headwinds up a few more knots for this guy. And he's facing tremendous challenges with the schedule, with the fact he's trying to dig out of two consecutive losing seasons, with not tremendous buy-in from a large segment of the fan base. Everything's going to be scrutinized to the nth degree. He's brought in four new coaches, 30 new players. Now he does Graham Mertz back. Eugene Wilson's terrific. I think the defense will be improved, but it was horrible last year, 38.2 a game during the five-game losing streak to end the season. The football's looked bad at times, inept at others. There's just a lot Billy Napier has to prove this year. And this is something else he's going to have to deal with. Yet another headache and distraction for a guy who already has enough of them.
Yeah, not necessarily one. Well, Edgar, thank you so much for your insight. Where can people follow you and your work with the Orlando Sentinel?
Well, on Twitter, osgators.com. But give me a follow, check out the story, and appreciate you having me. Let's do it again sometime.
Most definitely. Hopefully with some good news, right? Next time, good news?
Hey, look, I've covered six coaches here at Florida. I don't want to cover a seventh. I mean, this kind of stuff is no fun for us. Gators got a lot of great things going this spring in sports with various programs, and to be writing about a lawsuit from a kid who's on his third school is not what I wanted to do today.
Yeah, you said the freshman QB is driving a Bentley truck?
Bentley SUV, apparently. I didn't see it. Someone told me you passed him in traffic the other day.
Oh, my God. What were his stats last year? Do you remember off the top? Nothing?
Well, player of the year nationally, and he's 71 touchdowns. I mean, he's the number one recruit in the nation at quarterback. He looks the part. He's got a live arm. The guy can run, but he won't even play much this year because of Graham Mertz. He'll be like a Tim Tebow to Chris Leak, ideally, in 2006 when they won the national title. Not predicting that, but I'm saying you would have him with a minor role to maybe help him win a couple of ball games, which is really what Tim did that year. Mm-hmm. It isn't like Tim carried that team. He won him a couple of ball games. Tennessee and LSU or had huge contributions, and that was really it. The legend began in 2007 as a sophomore.
Yeah, maybe we get a little 2007-2008 magic. We'll see. Maybe this kid is delivering. This consider the Bentley SUV in advance.
Yeah. If he earns it, the Gators will give him another one. Trust me.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Edgar, thank you so much. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you down the line, okay?
Yeah, good to meet you, man. Good luck.
A pleasure. That Edgar Thompson from the Orlando Sentinel. Wow. That's crazy. That's wild. The guy hasn't even really played for the Gators. He got a Bentley SUV. Hickey, they going to take that. How long would they take the car back if he sucks, right? They just take it back?
3 interception game in his first start. Actually, give us the keys, all right? You're walking home today.
lease terminated, right? Send it back to the dealer. No, matter of fact, we'll come pick it up.
Like, on page 200 of the contract, if you play poorly, we take it back. Got to read the fine print, folks.
As simple as that. Wow. Bentley truck? An 18-year-old driving a Hickey. There's a lot of fancy cars here in Georgia. If I saw a kid, an 18-year-old, riding down Peachtree Street in Buckhead in a Bentley truck, the first thing I said, they're just out here driving daddy's car. It wouldn't even cross my mind that this is some college football recruit that hasn't even thrown a pass yet. This is wild, man. Wow. We got to work on our live arms. We got to get it together.
I wish we knew this, 20 years ago.
And too late.
7 years old, I would have been in the backyard just getting my arm talent up.
Getting that arm talent up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Edgar Thompson from the Orlando Sentinel for joining us last hour. Edgar filled us in, gave us all the details about Jaden Rashada, the now Georgia quarterback, backup quarterback to Carson Beck, suing the Florida Gators and Billy Napier in their collective for backing out on an NIL deal. He's looking for at minimum $10 million. Minimum. Damn. We'll keep you up to date as things roll on. And Billy Napier's having a difficult enough time winning 5, 6, and 7 games down in Gainesville. Like Edgar said, this is the least. Well, this is the last thing I should say he wanted to worry about. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to the calls in a second, but I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. This man plays in Atlanta, Georgia. Chris Sale, he put the clamps on the Padres' bats on Monday night. He threw 7 shutout innings as the Bravos, they won the second game of their doubleheader against San Diego, 3-2-0. Sale, he struck out 9 batters, scattered 5 hits. He has won his 7th game of the season, the second most in all of baseball. Chris Sale was broken, but now he's fixed, and it works out perfectly for the Atlanta Braves. Hickey, I was going to go to one of those games yesterday, but obviously I couldn't do the second and I couldn't do the first either, so I just showed up to work.
Well, I mean, you miss a good first game if you're a Padres fan or a Braves hater. A few runs in the 8th, a nice little back-and-forth game. Blew a 4-0 lead, 5-0 lead, whatever it was. Exciting. Yep.
Yeah, I wish I had time to go. I think I could have made the first one, but it's too much.
How far is that from you?
Too busy. From where I'm standing right now this minute, what time is it? 10 to 8. I could get there. If I like disconnected from the studio now, I'd be there 8:20, the latest.
Okay, so it's not that far. Was it Cobb County?
Yeah, just get on the highway and, you know, just be up there in no time. Shouldn't be no traffic around this to go north. I should be straight.
All right. So, hey, now, especially as the summer comes, right, you'll have more day games, you think, during the week. Maybe a little two for one.
Oh, I thought you were advocating for me to, like, leave now and just go to the Braves game.
Oh, no. Come on, you got half a show to go. What are you gonna do?
You host. You could do the rest.
I mean, I want, if you really want to go to the Braves game, I'll pitch it for you, sure.
No. Something catastrophic would have to happen before for you to take over now, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mostly bad. Yeah, mostly. I don't know if going to a Braves game is a good enough excuse.
Nah, that's not bad. That'd just be me quitting. I'm not going to do that. Never going to do that. 855-212-4227. We got Philip. Speaking of going down the road, he's close. Philip is in Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Philip?
Hi, man. So actually, go Braves and roll Tide. But
boo.
The big thing I was going to ask you was actually, I'm going to throw you off a little bit with the boxing world. Did you see where Oleander Usyk upset Tyson Fury?
Yeah, Tyson.
Heavyweight championship?
Yeah, that's what Tyson Fury gets for losing weight.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll tell you what, I just wanted to know. You know what? What's your thoughts on that?
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm confused. You're throwing me off by asking me a boxing question? Is that's throwing me off?
Yeah, well, I was under the impression y'all were talking about baseball, so I was kind of going to spend somewhere else.
I talk about sports for a living. I love boxing. Some of my best friends punch each other in the face. I love boxing.
Hey, man, right? I'm a boxer, too. That's why I love Usyk, because he uses that same style as me.
Well, to be honest, these heavyweights are old. Like, I need a new generation. They fought where? In Saudi Arabia on Saturday? I don't even know where they fought. In the UK? Where did they fight?
Yeah, I think they fought in Saudi Arabia.
Man, I don't need to see 38-year-old heavyweights going at it. I have seen Fury and Wilder fight in front of me. I've seen both of their fights. I'm done. Okay. In my lifetime, I'm at the back end of Holyfield. So not the back end. Holyfield, Tyson, Lennox Lewis. Everybody after that, when the Klitschkos started whooping ass and beating people up in the heavyweight division, I've seen all of that up until now. I'm ready for a new wave of heavyweights to come in. I got no interest in looking at Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou and even Deontay Wilder is my guy. I'm not interested even in a Deontay fight. Like, spare me, man. Spare me. Heavyweight division isn't what it used to be.
Oh, man. Well, I hate to disappoint you like that. Well, maybe you can come see me fight, or maybe if I ever make it, I will.
No, you're not disappointing me. This is the reality of it. There's a reason. I love boxing. The heavyweight division ain't doing it for me. And so if the heavyweight division isn't doing it for me and I love boxing, then how the hell does if you asked a quote-unquote casual person, casual sports fan, hey, who's the best heavyweight? Do you think you'd get a straight answer from anybody?
Oh, heck no. Yeah, there's a lot of people I know.
There you go.
Yeah, they just give you. There's one girl, honest to God, she thought that Ngannou was he had won a championship after seeing him fight Fury in that little.
Yeah, people outside of the fight world, whether it's MMA or boxing, don't even know who Francis is. I mean, that's just the facts. But you say you punch people in the face?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah,
What's your record?
I fought a little bit. Well, here's the thing. It was mostly just amateurs. I just had, like, God, it's been so long, I can't even remember. I wear contacts, and I'm nearly legally blind with Adam, so I couldn't.
What are you, 114 and 100?
Do what?
Is your record 114 and 100?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Right
okay.
There. You got it on the spot.
There we go. All right, Philip. Well, you said you're legally blind. Are you driving?
Yeah, I actually just got back from driving school, man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, going 71 and a 45.
Well, drive safe, and for the people around you, please drive safe. I got to hit commercial break, okay?
All right, man. Roll Tide.
Go Braves. There we go.
There we are.
Thank you, Philip. Appreciate you, man. Go Braves for him, not for me. I just go to the games. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Please drive safe. Make sure you take those defensive driving classes, too. They're very, very important. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And speaking of defense, being defensive, the NBA decided to drop its all-defensive team today. There's even a surprise on the list. We haven't seen this, but I don't know, six times, eight times? I'm going to tell you about it. Oh, yeah, good for the Pacers. They're getting ready to play against the Celtics. This is the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Edgar Thompson from the Orlando Sentinel for joining us last hour. Edgar filled us in, gave us all the details about Jaden Rashada, the now Georgia quarterback, backup quarterback to Carson Beck, suing the Florida Gators and Billy Napier in their collective for backing out on an NIL deal. He's looking for, at minimum, $10 million. Minimum. Damn. We'll keep you up to date as things roll on. And Billy Napier's having a difficult enough time winning 5, 6, and 7 games down in Gainesville. Like Edgar said, this is the least, well, this is the last thing, I should say, he wanted to worry about. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to the calls in a second, but I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. This man plays in Atlanta, Georgia. Chris Sale. He put the clamps on the Padres' bats on Monday night. He threw 7 shutout innings. As the Bravos, they won the second game of their doubleheader against San Diego, 3-2-0. Sale, he struck out 9 batters, scattered 5 hits. He has won his 7th game of the season, the second most in all of baseball. Chris Sale was broken, but now he's fixed, and it works out perfectly for the Atlanta Braves. Hickey, I was going to go to one of those games yesterday, but obviously I couldn't do the second, and I couldn't do the first either, so I just showed up to work.
Well, I mean, you miss a good first game if you're a Padres fan or a Braves hater. A few runs in the 8th, a nice little back-and-forth game. Blew a, was it, a 4-0 lead? 5-0 lead, whatever it was. Exciting.
Yeah, I wish I had time to go. I think I could have made the first one, but it's too much.
How far is that from you?
Too busy. From where I'm standing right now this minute, what time is it? 10 to 8. I could get there. If I disconnected from the studio now, I'd be there 8:20, the latest.
Okay, so it's not that far. Was it Cobb County?
Yeah, just get on the highway and, you know, just be up there in no time. Shouldn't be no traffic around this to go north. I should be straight.
All right, so hey, now, especially as the summer comes, right, you'll have more day games, you think, during the week. Maybe a little 2-for-1.
Oh, I thought you were advocating for me to, like, leave now and just go to the Braves game.
Oh, no. Come on, you got half a show to go. What are you going to do?
You host. You could do the rest.
I mean, I want, if you really want to go to the Braves game, I'll pitch it for you, sure.
No. Something catastrophic would have to happen before for you to take over now, right?
Yes. Mostly bad. Yeah, mostly. I don't know if going to a Braves game is a good enough excuse.
Nah, that's not bad. That'd just be me quitting. I'm not going to do that. Never going to do that. 855-212-4227. We got Philip. Speaking of going down the road, he's close. Philip is in Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Philip?
Hi, man. So actually, go Braves and roll Tide. But
boo.
The big thing I was going to ask you I'm going to throw you off a little bit with the boxing world. Did you see where Oleander Usyk upset Tyson Fury?
Yeah, Tyson.
Heavyweight championship?
Yeah, that's what Tyson Fury gets for losing weight.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll tell you what, I just wanted to know, you know, what's your thoughts on that?
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm confused. You're throwing me off by asking me a boxing question? Is that's throwing me off?
Yeah, well, I was under the impression y'all were talking about baseball, so I was kind of going to spend somewhere else.
I talk about sports for a living. I love boxing. Some of my best friends punch each other in the face. I love boxing.
Hey, man, right? I'm a boxer, too. That's why I love Usyk, because he uses that same style as me.
Well, to be honest, these heavyweights are old. Like, I need a new generation. They fought where? In Saudi Arabia on Saturday? I don't even know where they fought. In the UK? Where did they fight?
Yeah, I think they fought in Saudi Arabia.
Man, I don't need to see 38-year-old heavyweights going at it. I have seen Fury and Wilder fight in front of me. I've seen both of their fights. I'm done. Okay? In my lifetime, I'm at the back end of Holyfield. So not the back end. Holyfield, Tyson, Lennox, Lewis. Everybody after that, when the Klitschkos started whooping ass and beating people up in a heavyweight division, I've seen all of that up until now. I'm ready for a new wave of heavyweights to come in. I got no interest in looking at Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou and even Deontay Wilder is my guy. I'm not interested even in a Deontay fight. Like, spare me, man. Spare me. Heavyweight division isn't what it used to be.
Oh, man. Well, I hate to disappoint you like that. Well, maybe you can come see me fight, or maybe if I ever make it, I will.
No, you're not disappointing me. This is the reality of it. There's a reason. I love boxing. The heavyweight division ain't doing it for me. And so if the heavyweight division isn't doing it for me and I love boxing, then how the hell does if you asked a quote-unquote casual person, casual sports fan, hey, who's the best heavyweight? Do you think you'd get a straight answer from anybody?
Oh, heck no. Yeah, there's a lot of people I know.
There you go.
Yeah, they just give you – there's one girl, honest to God, she thought that Ngannou was he had won a championship after seeing him fight Fury in that little –
Yeah, people outside of the fight world, whether it's MMA or boxing, don't even know who Francis is. I mean, that's just the facts. But you say you punch people in the face?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I fought a little bit. Well, here's the thing. It was mostly just amateurs. I just had, it's been so long, I can't even remember. I wear contacts, and I'm nearly legally blind with Adam, so I couldn't.
What are you, 114 and 100?
Do what?
Is your record 114 and 100?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Right
okay.
There. You got it on
right.
The spot.
There we go. All right, Philip. Well, you said you're legally blind. Are you driving?
Yeah, I actually just got back from driving school, man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, going 71 and a 45.
All right. Well, drive safe. And for the people around you, please drive safe. I got to hit commercial break, okay?
All right, man. Roll tide.
Go Braves. There we go.
There we are.
Thank you, Philip. Appreciate you, man. Go Braves for him, not for me. I just go to the games. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Please drive safe. Make sure you take those defensive driving classes, too. They're very, very important. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And speaking of defense, being defensive, the NBA decided to drop its all defensive team today. There's even a surprise on the list. We haven't seen this, but I don't know, six times, eight times? I'm going to tell you about it. Oh, yeah, good for the Pacers. They're getting ready to play against the Celtics. This is the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.